Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, there's a choice we're making.
tonight. I'm stepping out to Ryan Hart. Divine Talk tonight, and we want you to know that we're talking about Divine Talk. I want to thank you tonight as we come. Divine Talk tonight. I want you to know tonight. Psalms 91, Psalm 22 from Divine Talk tonight. We're concerned about so many people coming in this city and what's happening. Nothing about what's going on with these people that's loading up in the community. We got black folks that ain't got jobs. They fought in Vietnam and Korea and come to find out now that they cannot get a job in Chicago. We got black people coming, and one group had escaped. Another group was full of AIDS. So we got to deal with that because the politicians will not deal with it. So we got to deal with it and make it work. You can get ready for our outdoor tent revival. I'm excited about it. Things going to happen. And I'm asking you to be involved with God to do it here. And I want you to be involved in that.
We can change the world. La 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 la. We can change the world. I would like to see a cleaner earth for my child that I'm bringing into the world very soon.
I think it's time for change. I want a better future for my children.
Obama.
I would like our environment to be safe.
Necesitamos respetar nuestro planeta.
Este es nuestro América. Mi América.
Tu América.
This is our America.
Mi América.
My America.
Tu América.
Your America.
La América de nosotros.
Oh.
Obama. Obama. Obama, Obama,
yeah.
Someone to actually make a difference in my generation.
Obama, 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 Obama,
yeah.
I would like to see us in a world without fear.
Basically, I just want the war to end. I would like the rest of the world to think highly of our amazing country. I think the thing that inspires me most about Obama is that he really is going to be the president of the United States. You know, he's not going to be the president of the top 10% or the president of the most powerful corporations or the president of the most powerful lobbyists. He's going to be our president. He's going to speak for us because we put him there.
Obama.
Obama. To this country and changing America's face to the world.
Obama, Obama, Obama.
Obama,
Obama, Obama, Obama.
My America, your America, our America.
Na 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 na.
Stands for not just black people, but all people. And
He's almost like a reviver for a lot of people's souls.
I believe in Barack Obama because he believes in us.
We are the ones we've been waiting for.
Lift your hands and say,
we are the ones we've been waiting for. This is your chance to be the
we can say the world.
We are the ones.
For you tonight, and we just want to play that Obama song for you. You have some of you haven't heard it. Father, open our eyes.
Father, open our eyes, that we may
Thank you. and the Victorian history of the Bible, I suspected that something had gone wrong. How can he be loved? All those white angels.
Well,
how could he possibly favor only white angels? Thinking out of mercy and let one little black or brown angel sneak in to help. So starting this way, starting this time, in rural Alabama, in an industrial town, Columbus, Georgia, I began and used brochures of formal interior decoration and didn't need brochures. So therefore they didn't miss them when I failed to break them down.
Movement after the Italian-Ethiopian War. My
is history? I have said repeatedly, history to tell your special time of day, culture and politically. And it is a compass you use to find yourself on the map of human geography. If you tell people where they have been, what they have been, where they are and what they are, more important, history tells the people what they still must be and what they still must go.
Go ahead.
The relationship of history is the same as the relationship of a child and his mother.
Right.
Dare you try to exist without history.
Mm-hmm.
When some students tell me flippant because they heard this from some white professor, I said, what will your watch do for you?
Go ahead, doctor. Go ahead. Go ahead.
We will tell you the time of day.
Right on.
And if you don't know how much time you got behind you, how much time you got in front of you, you're in a bad movement. Now, why the attack on African history? Now, if we are people without a history,
mm-hmm.
was it a law, lie, is it the academic community, most of the whites would mother their very soul to steal Egypt?
relationship to a woman is when we live right. Chanel.
because they are not Muslim people. And Senegalese who are Muslim, but they're given out of Mauritania. After being killed in the Sudan, solely because they're not Muslim. And yet somebody says, this is a black man's true faith.
Come on, doctor. So
your true faith is that faith that separates you from the faith of otherwise you're not true. I'm saying anything can be a liberating force. Years ago when Malcolm X cried and made a speech, I said, I offer to do a series of articles on the great black heroes of Islam. And they said that we don't emphasize color. So therefore they did not hear of the fact that the revolutionary was the that the Arabs corrupted it to the point where the Europeans could answer the challenge, break that hold on Spain and the Mediterranean, and that tiger got out of the bag, using maritime skills, mostly taken from China. He created slave trade, he invested the economy of Europe. Because of a bunch of in the Mediterranean, 800 years. I'm always inviting people to read something. I'm not ashamed of it. There's a chapter of Jackson's work, Introduction to African Civilization, called Africa and the Civilizing of Europe. Mm-hmm. Not only read the chapter, read his references, then go read his references. The Africans and the Arabs mastered the Mediterranean because the Africa was a military arm of Africans in the Mediterranean. And when they betrayed the Africans and turned on and began to enslave the very Africans who had saved it behind, he lost control and permitted Europe to rise and move out of the against Islam. We got a case against this corruption and this abuse of Islam as armed imperialism. We got a case against the Europeans for using Christianity as that arm of imperialism. We got a case against people who they are the chosen people. I maintain that if you study organized religion, it will be revealed to you that all of them has made God a bigger. By saying he justifies that crime against other people. Now what are some of these missing pieces? In Africa today, the concept of nation is being misunderstood. In Africa, two generations change in technology. Some jobs in the United States, some are unemployed in Africa, because a bunch of thugs have taken over nearly every government in Africa. And an intellectual class who had no personal courage ran like death rats. And we'll take that against people who don't even know what else is. I remember Boutou should have been killed in his mother's womb. education. And why are we so naive as to assume that powerful people can afford to educate us? In the public schools is a contradiction in terms. If you were really educated, you would dictate the curriculum. You must know that powerful people cannot afford to train you in the methodology that you can use to take their power away from them.
Thank you.
because we have 12 million square miles of real estate that powers our Illinois God man, we don't have to make no issue out of that little focus down there. But we want to make an issue out of it now. We could claim they stay there till they can transform us into something else. Some of us came home. We are the world people. Now we understand the nature of our world to put it out. If they ever decide to be out. That's the difference here.
Great.
South Sea Island, Pacific Island. Put it all together, you got 1 billion human beings. Now you gonna worry about who you gonna be your ally? You make an ally out of yourself. I suggest that you don't find a shot. I'm saying you can do all of this without finding a shot. When you find the fire shot, you do even more. Whoever it is, he knocked out in some people. But then his special privilege is to rule over other people. The reason you don't know this is that you live in a decisions in the 15th and the 16th century, whoever controls the world is going to be one of them. If you want them to be a bad one of them, if it's a communist, one of them, a socialist, one of them, if it's a capitalist. But it's going to be one of them. Because you did not understand Marxism, existed before Europe existed. You think you must go with your little political bucket to Europe to get yourself some socialism. But they don't know socialism. So we treated them with your eyes over what we can. When you had it, you lived it out. You didn't write no doctrine. Don't preach about it. You wrote no doubt. I've never said 300 years before the Christ by the Christ. Feed your God into his knees. So Marx won't say anything. You and Marx and the Marxists never knew non-European society. We have assigned people knowledge they do not have. If they were so knowledgeable about even the unification of Europe, even the humanity of Europeans, why are they resisting some of the people that are you? How can you expect humanity from people who fail to show humanity to that kid and kid? Now, you would think that you know the history of Aryan reason. Western man never does anything outside of the Western humanitarian reason. That's a strategic position. Is that going to Africa if the door swings three ways? It is strategically needed. There didn't have to be any camels in Ethiopia. There was enough food in Ethiopia at the time. There was enough money. There was life positions of power among themselves, not with the people's interests at all. Getting out of getting together creating that pan-African world union that will not only liberate Africa, but it will set the role model in motion and may liberate other people in the world. They begin to say, from them came caste system, so-called untouchable. How can a human being be untouchable? Look at the contradiction we're dealing with here. Now, if you rescue your history and understand how, when you rule nations well, for 1,000 years after the fall of Rome, and what I call Africa's third golden age, it brought into being called the Western Sudan, the last of these great nations the size of the United States. They didn't send plenty of foreigners to conduct that vast gold trade across the Sahara. Earlier work by Fobel, Caravans of the Old Sahara. I read a little book by Adam Boan, Topics in West African History. Article by Boaz, the coming of the European. They read the chapter that follows called Africa, Time of Trouble, dealing with the impact. The first impact of the European is all over Africa. That impact is the same. And if you forgive somebody, I'll move the chapter. Why don't we listen to messengers who try to listen to close, because when the Baptist preacher in me takes over, I know that with a little encouragement, I go on forever. In the book, if he watched, he wasn't over top. He was a Spanish.
When you're down. In trouble. You need some love and care. Ain't nothing. Ain't nothing. Go. Close your eyes and meditate.
I believe I can fly.